2 Kings chapter 23. And the king sent, and they gathered to him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. And the king went up into the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, and all the men of Judah and all those who live in Jerusalem with him, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great, and he, King Josiah, read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And the king stood by a pillar, and made a covenant before the Lord Jehovah, to walk after the Lord Jehovah, and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his laws with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people agreed to the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord Jehovah all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for all the host of heaven, and he burned them outside of Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried their ashes to Bethel. And he put down the idolatrous priests, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places all around Jerusalem, those also who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the host of heaven. And he brought out the grove from the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, outside of Jerusalem, to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, and cast its powder upon the graves of the children of the people. And he broke down the houses of the Sodomites, homosexuals, that were by the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, where the women wove hangings for the grove. And he brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba, and broke down the high places of the gates that were in the entrance of the gate of Joshua the governor of the city, which were on a man's left hand at the gate of the city. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not come to the altar of the Lord Jehovah in Jerusalem, but they ate of the unleavened bread among their brothers. And he defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of the children of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter to pass through the fire to Molech. And he took away the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun, at the entrance of the house, temple of the Lord Jehovah, by the chamber of Nathanmelech the chamberlain, which was in the suburbs, and burned the chariots of the sun with fire. And the altars that were on the top of the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord Jehovah, the king beat down, and broke them down from there, and cast their dust into the brook Kidron. And the high places that were before Jerusalem, which were on the right hand of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon the king of Israel had built for Ashtoreth the abomination of the Zidonians, and for Chemosh the abomination of the Moabites, and for Milcom the abomination of the children of Ammon, the king defiled. And he broke in pieces the images, and cut down the groves, and filled their places with the bones of men. Furthermore, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high place which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin, had made, both that altar and the high place he broke down, and burned the high place, and stamped it small to powder, and burned the grove. And as Josiah turned himself, he spied the tombs that were there in the mount, and sent, and took the bones out of the tombs, and burned them upon the altar, and polluted it, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, "What title, inscription, is this that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the tomb of the man of God, who came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that you have done against the altar of Bethel." And he said, "Let him alone. Let no man move his bones." So they let his bones alone, with the bones of the prophet who came out of Samaria. And all the houses also of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord Jehovah to anger, Josiah took away, and did to them according to all the acts that he had done in Bethel. And he killed all the priests of the high places who were there upon the altars, and burned men's bones upon them, and returned to Jerusalem. And the king commanded all the people, saying, "Keep the Passover to the Lord Jehovah, your God, as it is written in the book of this covenant." Surely there was not such a Passover held from the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel, nor of the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, 3504 AH 538 BC, wherein this Passover was held to the Lord Jehovah in Jerusalem. Moreover, the workers with familiar spirits, and the wizards, and the images, and the idols, and all the abominations that were spied in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, Josiah put away, that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord Jehovah. And there was no king like him before him, who turned to the Lord Jehovah with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, neither after him did any arise like him. Nevertheless, the Lord Jehovah did not turn from the fierceness of his great anger, with which his anger was kindled against Judah, because of all the provocations that Manasseh had provoked him with. And the Lord Jehovah said, I will remove Judah also out of my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city Jerusalem which I have chosen, and the house, temple, of which I said, My name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In his days Pharaoh Necho king of Egypt went up against the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates. And King Josiah went against him. And he killed him. Josiah. At Megiddo, when he had seen him. And his servants carried him in a chariot dead from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz the son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in his father's place. 3517 AH 525 BC. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that his forefathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho put him in bands at Riblah in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem. And put the land under a tax of 100 talents of silver. About 7,500 pounds or 3,400 kilograms and a talent of gold. About 75 pounds or 34 kilograms. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim the son of Josiah king in the place of Josiah his father 3518 AH 524 BC, and changed his name to Jehoiakim, Jehovah will raise, and took Jehoahaz away, and he came to Egypt, and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh. But he taxed the land to give the money according to the commandment of Pharaoh, he exacted the silver and the gold of the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that his forefathers had done.